If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Spencer, let me remind you, I've never met you, and I also don't know David Foster. Can we clear that up for a second?
So we're going to agree to disagree that maybe your memory is not as good as my memory, because I have
Wait. You have done so many things. You're so good at being a hustler. I'm a hustler. I have such respect for people that are consistently reinventing themselves, trying new things. Back in the day when you were on your main shows, there was a lot of drama, but now it's more like really aggressive bad behavior.
You put me with no food in the jungle and you rip the freaking label off my wife's dry shampoo. Like, it may look crazy in that little clip, but like, I'll run that back right now and the same thing's gonna happen.
Where do you think the money is? Is it being on these random one-off shows? Is it finding your niche in content creation?
Being an influencer is a full-time job. It's a hot take. Alex Earl probably works harder than maybe a brain surgeon. Oh my God, one size producer. On a podcast.
Spencer Pratt, it's such an honor to have you here today.
I am so honored to be here among all those legends in your Super Tease trailer. I'm blown away.
We're going to have to add you to that reel.
I would have put on a suit or something if I know. We'll have to reshoot that. You know,
that's so funny. So the reason why we are here really is because I DM'd you a couple months ago after you had been on the Howie Mandel show and you had gone into this whole long Rachel, you could tell story, which I was like, Spencer, let me remind you, I've never met you. And I also don't know David Foster. So do you want to, can we clear that up for a second?
So you've never been to Los Angeles?
Of course I've been to Los Angeles.
And you've never been to Santa Monica?
I have.
Okay. So we're going to agree to disagree that maybe your memory is not as good as my memory. Because I have
a witness. Let's tell everybody what we're talking about.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let you tell the story.
So this is when I was still, we just done Princes of Malibu, which was a show on Fox. I was close with Dave Foster, close-ish, to the point where I don't know how I ended up being like a Ray Donovan for a minute, but he called me and he was like, I need your help getting this woman out of my condo. And I was like, oh, no problem. Like, who is it? Like, I'll go talk to her. And he's like, it's Tiger Woods's, you know, whatever. I don't know the exact quote, but that's how. And I was like, oh, what's her name? And he's like, Rachel. So I've been told Tiger Woods, Rachel, and then so I go over there. You, not you, the person I thought was you, this person that wasn't you was under, I want to say like emotional duress, like was not in a good place. Maybe they've been drinking. I don't know, but like was clearly going through something. So, you know, if it were you and you forgot, maybe you had a like, not a, like a, like maybe it was like a brain.
Blackout.
I don't want to say blackout. We don't know what it was,
Right.
but you weren't. So I had to, this person that was pretending to be you, we'll say, because it was
Okay.
not you, right? And then I had to call my friend to be like, yo, you got to help me. So another witness to this came and we like, we're like, you got to leave. And finally, we got this person saying they were Rachel, Tiger Woods's person, out of this condo. So from my knowledge, this person obviously was impersonating you. So
No. Okay, wait, hold on. But now that you're face to face with me, which by the way, this is the first time I'm meeting you, for the record. So do you think that I am the person that you saw that night?
when you DM me and I was like, huh? So I went back to that year of your Google images, 100%, a twin, your twin then.
Well, then she was impersonating me
Yeah.
because what year could this have been? First of all, I okay, go ahead. What year could this have been?
I mean, 2004, maybe 2000. I
Well,
don't
the
think.
Tiger Woods thing didn't happen until 2009, so it must have been after that.
No. It was because I don't think I was with Heidi yet. So there you go.
So there you go. So not a lot of this is adding up,
Yeah.
but I will just let you know I'm not a big drinker. I never have been. When I was four, I ate poison berries. My mother gave me Ipecac. This is a weird story, but so I'm petrified of throwing up. So the one thing that I do not do is get drunk. I've never been drunk in my life. You can ask anyone. I'm putting this out there. Anyone can come on and say she's lying. I do not get drunk, and I don't do drugs. I have in the past, but so it's not me. I'm just
No, it
letting you know.
wasn't alcohol. I didn't want to say alcohol. It was more like a mental thing.
Oh, like I was crazy.
Like, yeah. So, you know, but I could, yeah.
And I was obsessed with David Foster.
No,
Is
you
that?
weren't obsessed with Dave Buster. It was just somehow you were there and you wouldn't leave the situation.
Okay, well,
So
when I
what
learn
year
these
was the Tiger Woods thing? I don't
things?
think.
2009. I want you to know that it
Yeah,
wasn't
then
me.
no, then it wasn't you. Then it
Okay.
wasn't.
All right, good. As
Was a
long as
different
you
person.
believe that.
I do. She looks so much like you in those photos, though.
That's
It's
so funny.
weird. It's a weird. I want to. I wish I was still friends with David because I would have texted him and done a group chat, like,
Right. That would have been so
clear
funny.
this up. But no.
I want to clear it up for you because it
Oh
definitely wasn't me.
yeah.
I've never had any of those mental breakdowns in my life.
So
Not
I'm
that
gonna go back.
I'm not
I'll go
above.
back on Howie and I'll tell Howie we got to the bottom of this. She was not house squatting at David Foster's condo.
That's not my thing. Oh God. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that we got through that. We also have another mutual friend, Jason Waller. I was on a show with him, as were you, I believe, or you know him.
Yeah, I know him. I wouldn't consider him a friend,
Oh,
but
okay.
that's great. I'm glad you had a good experience with him. That's
Okay, good. All right, so
what show is that?
I was on Celebrity Rehab, but not for any mental weird.
Oh, so my back to
But I
my.
was, wait, Spencer, how funny. I was on for Love Addiction, which definitely sounds like somebody who would squat in David Foster's house.
If I'm telling you, I'm getting the timing maybe confused, but it's something
Okay.
I would never forget, this experience. So I was like, it
Right.
is what it is. So
Well, we've got, hopefully the girl who it was is listening. She thinks it's funny and she'll let me know that she was impersonating me. That could be funny. I would
yeah.
have loved to have met David Foster before he was married, you
It,
know?
maybe you didn't know it was Dave Foster. Maybe he gave you an alias.
Okay, no, that just wasn't it. It wasn't, I've never met you before, I promise.
Okay. I'll let it go.
All right, so we had a date on the books for you to come on the show like a month or two ago, but you had to go film something. So I don't know if we could talk about it, but can you, I think you went off to Toronto and filmed a reality show. Is that correct?
Well, we can talk about it, all those secret details you just threw out there.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I got that from the internet. I didn't get that from you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying because they haven't paid me in full, you know, to
Okay.
make sure I keep my mouth closed. But yes, I did a reality show that was the most intense, stressful, insane show I've ever done in television history, and I look forward to being able to like talk about it, but I can't until obviously they do like a trailer or something. So I would imagine it comes out in January-ish, and then we can I'll come back on and we can,
Perfect.
we'll talk all about it, but it was life-changing.
Oh, wow. So you had a good experience.
Good is, it was actually called a social experiment. So as a human, I did grow from it. I don't know if I needed this, I'm pretty chill, good life with my family. I don't know if I probably lost a couple of, God forbid, years of my life doing this show from, I didn't sleep for 5 days. It was very intense.
Right. Okay. So it was stressful. But it's interesting because all these types of, I guess, again, I got this from the internet, not from you. I'll just clarify. It's on Hulu. It's called, at least the working title was Got to Get Out. And it was listed a bunch of people that were on it. So it seems like a very interesting show. And also, it was reported that people like Omarosa, Val, who I've seen on your Instagram recently, Cynthia Bailey, Kim Zolciak, these were people that were also on the show. Can you confirm or deny
The internet's wild.
everything?
I thought you were a house squatter based off the internet, so you don't know what is true. But we'll find out. That would be a great cast. A
Okay.
lot of characters there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question then, because hypothetically, if you had met Kim Zolciak, did she look stable? She's gone through a lot.
Kim has always been one of my favorite television personalities, so I'm biased on, radar of like I've been watching Kim since Tardy, pre-Tardy for the party. So I look at Kim as like I'm deep in the show with her, and I'm up in the drama with Croy. So I wouldn't be the one to tell you how she's doing if I were in a scenario with her, because I'm so deep in the plot that
Right.
I wouldn't be the one to like, be like, how is she? I'd be like, she's amazing.
Right. Okay. All right. I get it. Well, I really look forward to that show coming out. But what are your thoughts on all these different shows like Traitors? I know that I've heard you and Heidi have been up for that, or all these different competition reality shows that are really becoming the thing.
The more reality shows, the better for somebody like me who's a reality TV mercenary. So, it just like I look at one of my favorite reality television people is Johnny Bananas. The guy is a machine on every show, and he just puts out 110%, and he's a professional reality TV performer. So the more of these shows, it can just be taken more seriously as a career. And for the future for people versus like, if you're not a Kardashian or you're not a housewife, you're just in this fringe, like weird like, limbo. But now with all these opportunities, it's like almost being like a league or something where,
Right.
but I love it. I've never watched Traitors, so I don't know anything about it, but Heidi's watched some scenes and she loves it. But I love reality TV way more than I do regular shows. So
Yeah. So you obviously are someone who was at the forefront of reality TV and really obviously became famous because of that. I'm curious of your opinion about what's on TV now, what you're seeing, how it's getting cast. Like your opinion, I think, is so interesting on what we're watching now.
Well, since I'm so old, in my day, being a reality TV personality, you were just like jumping off a bridge or like a plank. There was no future checks or IG ads or podcasts. Like
Right.
you were a special type of person that was down to let people film you and just let everyone just troll your existence. Now there's so many ways to monetize it that, which I think is great, and the more the better, but everyone's in it for a different. I don't know what I was in it for. I think it was just like, oh, like I just wanted to be famous. I didn't, I guess, because there was no career to be on camera then initially. It was like, oh, this is fun. So I don't know how many people are doing this because it's fun versus, oh, I'm gonna get followers, I'm gonna, get makeup ads. So, which again, I'm not hating and I love all these opportunities for people, but it does create a different type of person on camera now than in the old days. There was, I don't know, it just felt more not authentic because everyone was still kind of faking stuff and, wanting to be a certain way on a TV show. But there wasn't these, like, this end game where now you can, these people plan, they go on to these shows with a purpose. And so I don't know, it's definitely different.
And also, I feel like the you're right. I mean, the money back then was so different too. I mean, I was on Celebrity Rehab. I made $400,000 for being on for 3 weeks. Crazy money. Obviously, to me, there was no end game. The reason why I did it is because I felt, I mean, I had been asked to do The Apprentice, which was only paying 25,000. So it sounds like it's for the money, but for me, it was really everyone in the world was talking about me because of the scandal I was in, and I felt very misunderstood. And I felt like if I could show who I am through a show and get some sympathy, maybe the public will start to like me better, or at least they can make a decision based on who I am and not about what the media is reporting. So that was for me. But you're right. There was no social media. It was like TMZ was making us into a star beyond, they were reporting what we were doing on the show and, who our relationships were with. And then after that, it was kind of like, well, what's next? And I think that was also really depressing for me because then you're stuck in it. You're like, well, now how am I going to make this money? It's so easy to make this money so quickly. What else? Why would I go back to a regular job? And now it is very interesting that all these people, these influencers, you don't have to have a background in TV or communications or anything or have a deck or a reel made, because people just get famous in their bedroom putting on makeup or whatever.
Which again, then your life is controlled on algorithms. So that is the balance because you can all of a sudden be so huge on TikTok and then the algorithm changes and the trends are changing. And so it's the same thing about being on a hit show that then goes away because this, even the influencer fame goes away so quick. And just from my experience, like in certain platforms that are paying a lot with the like creator fund, and you're like, oh my God, I could do this as a job. I don't have to do anything else. And then everyone comes over it. So then it gets oversaturated and there's no money in that. So then you're like, ah, I gotta go scramble to a new platform. So it's a the same and new because it's like there's no guaranteed checks in trying to be famous regardless. Even that's what's so fun now being older and looking at like movie stars, because I never understood why movie stars were always doing movies. So I was like, man, if I got these checks, I would kick back and go to Cabo and relax, but they just keep doing movie or movie. And you realize if they get out of that cycle, then now they're not an A-lister. Oh, they haven't been in this movie or one bad movie they don't get. So even A-lister movie stars deal with the same thing as like a washed up reality star hustler deals with, is trying to. And that's my favorite thing in the comments section that I always love and be like, oh my God, you're still trying to stay relevant. Anyone that's trying to make money with a camera is trying to stay relevant at all times. It doesn't matter if you're Spencer Pratt or Tom Cruise. There's a reason why Tom Cruise does his own stunts. So we watch nine takes of him going up. And I love Tom Cruise. Shout out TC. I'm just saying, TC is trying to stay relevant by jumping out of helicopters with freaking motorcycles or whatever. So it's all the same, but it took me a long time to understand that I'm in the same boat as anyone trying to be famous, no matter what tier and how big your check is. There's only so much interest. And now it's harder than ever because we're in this like multifaceted, polarized, no more monoculture. Everyone's into their own things. So to like, there's people you'll meet with 20 million TikTok followers that have no clue who you are. And then they'll be like, oh my gosh, Spencer, I loved you from that jungle show. I'm like, the jungle show. And I have to think back to like being on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which I don't think is like my big reason why I'm famous. But there's people that only know me from that because they only watched NBC that summer for the Olympics. So it's just so weird trying to be famous, which my full
So
time.
a lot of people have been asking me since that ridiculous post I made of me doing the Titanic challenge about
how I stay fit in my body. I really appreciate those comments, but you know, it's a work in progress. But I will tell you something that I have found that I absolutely love, and I feel like it helps me with muscle recovery, it helps me with energy, it helps me get to the gym. So I just wanna share it with you. Okay, I take these every day. It's called Bison Trifecta. There's another one that's Bison Heart, if you don't like the whole thing, but I like all three of them together. It is heart, liver, and kidney blend of bison. I know that sounds kind of terrible. It's not. I take six a day. Normally, like 3 o'clock would roll around and I feel like I can't do anything and I just wanna go to sleep or take a nap. So let me just tell you, I'm gonna take six right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is what it looks like. They don't have any aftertaste. They don't taste bad. I feel like I'm getting my protein in. I don't even know if that's a thing. They're super small. Now I'm going to the gym. Actually, that's not true. I'm going to play tennis. I was going to say I'm going to the gym. Nah, I'm going to go play tennis instead of taking a nap. Thanks, Bison Trifecta. Get it at Holistic Goddess. I'll send you a code, 15% off. Mwah.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm curious about you because you have done so many things, you separately from Heidi and then you guys as a team. So what, like, you're so good at being a hustler. I have such respect. I'm a hustler. I have such respect for people that are consistently reinventing themselves, trying new things and trying to be out there for real reasons, because at the end of the day, the money is what makes you support your family, gives you a nicer life. And anyone that doesn't understand that, I think really doesn't get the joke. Like, but to go back to what you're saying too, like a lot of these reality shows, I feel like back in the day when you were on, you know, your main shows, there was a lot of drama. I don't even want to say scandal, but like drama, right? But now it's more like really aggressive, bad behavior that just seems kind of gross to me. I mean, women hitting each other, pulling each other's wigs off, like that to me, that's just like, I mean, it's, I guess, good TV to watch, but it's gross. These aren't people that I would really be friends with, you know? So it was more following your life. And I think that's why people loved watching you guys, the evolution. And then it turned into putting it in magazines where people then made you as big of a celebrity, you know, as some of these big A-list actors kind of, you know?
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Yeah, that's again, I don't watch most of these shows. I always say I appreciate all these shows. I love reality shows, but I'm not, I do. That's my point about people have an end game now to get, which I, again, I'm not hating. I love people trying to be famous, but they're going in there to pull a wig, not because they actually care, but they want a scene, you know, so it's not authentic. And I, the one thing I will say about myself that I look like, why have I been able to have success? And on this new show, when I got cast and I was like, well, are you like, what are you paying me for? And like, is this like, cause I'm not doing the, like, that's why I respectfully, I said no to House of Villains twice because, well, first off, they don't pay enough for me to go fight with villains, which is not something I want to do. I mean, I would, if you pay me enough, I would definitely would have. So let's be clear. Mm-hmm. But on this new show, I was like, you know, I'm not trying to go fight with people. I was like, let's be like, no, we're casting you for your personality just to be authentic. And I was like, oh, okay. That I feel like I've always been very honest and truthful. And back then it made me hate it because it came off so like just like hard, but it's the same person I in these weird scenarios that these shows would put me in. That's really how if you put me with no food in the jungle and you rip the freaking label off my wife's dry shampoo, like it may look crazy in that little clip, but like I'll run that back right now and the same thing's gonna happen. Like that wasn't a scene, you know, like don't be ripping my wife's label off her dry shampoo that she's there to promo for QVC. So it looks crazy when it's edited, but it's like I'm doing that right now, almost 20 years later. So it's the
Yeah.
same, it's the same thing. So that's the difference in I did things because that's really you put me in like again, there are manufactured things that would have never I would have never been in the jungle with these people ripping off my wife's label. But now I'm here, haven't eaten, and the freaking show nurse is giving me Xanny bars to calm me down. Like I'm snapping. So yeah, but going back to the hills and the and thank God for magazines, because that's the other thing. There was no social media. And the first thing that Heidi and I started doing when we started doing it, nobody worked with Us Weekly. People would work with People Magazine. They'd do the like at homes, but the Us Weeklies, the In Touch, the Star, the Life and Style, no one would do sit downs with them, give them stories, sell them exclusive photos. And that's what Heidi and I started doing. And we did it so successfully for a while that next thing you know, Jennifer Aniston's doing sit downs with Us Weekly, which that was not a thing. And they saw how famous Heidi was getting. Like one week, Heidi sold 1.1 million. She has the record to this day, record Us Weekly covers. Like she went platinum in every market. Like, so this is the weirdest types, you know. Now we talk about, oh, Taylor Swift's so famous, she had 1 million downloads. Heidi had 1 million of her face in every market sold, not just looked at. That's another thing. You don't know how many millions of eyes
Yeah.
got in every market, but literally bought the Us Weekly, read the 12 pages of beautiful photos that they shot with her. So it was just such a powerful fame that we were in this system. And the reason why we kind of lost the plot and just spent so much money is we were so famous, and people that know that we were supposed to be, and I say all the time, Kardashian success. Like we were on that trajectory, but MTV and Viacom, they were like, we're good. We got Jersey Shore. We're done with the Hills. If they decided to get in the Heidi and Spencer business the way they did the Kardashians, because Comcast was airing Kardashians when they were getting like, this is an exact number, but I want to say like 250,000 viewers. Like ratings for Kardashians have been, you know, they've been up, but they were nobody would have kept them alive on other networks. But they're like, we're in business with them. So they had a conglomerate keeping them alive, keeping all these businesses. Again, they're all incredible TV people. I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying that if Viacom was like, we're in the Heidi and Spencer business, you know, after the Hills is over, we're gonna follow Heidi on her music career because she just spent $3 million on a pop album. Let's go on a world tour with Heidi and Spencer. We would have been billionaires. Facts.
Yeah.
I'll take that to court with anybody. But
Go ahead.
you get unplugged from the machine, which I learned, you know, how powerful when you are. And I always felt like my ego at the time, you know, you feel so famous and you know you got all these contacts, but without the machine of a conglomerate, the game's up.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a really interesting point. So right now the market is so saturated with people who want to be famous or people that want to make money. And it's actually really hard to make money, much more harder than it used to be and harder than people think. So I want your advice for people listening and watching, people that are in it as a creator, as a ex-reality star, current reality star, where do you think the money is? Is it being on these random one-off shows? Is it finding your niche in content creation? Is it doing something different, like going back to school and figuring out a new path? Is it what you did? You're selling crystals. I mean, I don't know. What do you think is the path for people to, where's the money in the future?
The one thing that I always go back to, like my heart and spirit, and something that I wish I did more, and I know it creates success with regardless of whatever you're gonna do, is consistency. If you're consistent in every single day for a year, you're posting three YouTube reels, a vlog a week, and you're just like, and that's if you look at all these big dog heavy hitters like the Mr. Beasts and everything, they never gave up. And so many things I've done where I give up, you know, like I did reels for a while and I'm like, oh, I'm not making money. I stop. You can't stop. So if you want to be, you know, a content creator, it's about just not giving up, consistency, you know, adapting. You have to be on every platform. You can't just be Facebook person or just a Snapchat, but you have to be everywhere. And again, it's not an easy way out. Being an influencer is a full-time job. So if it's your like, oh, I'm going to get the easy dollar. Like Alex Earl probably works harder than, this is a hot take, than maybe a brain surgeon. You know, like once a brain surgeon's got his thing down, he's got his patient, he goes to work, he fixes the brain, stitches it back up. You know, maybe he's at the golf course. Somebody like Alex Earl is on 24/7. That hustle she's doing, and I respect her, and I'm like, she's my like talisman of like hustle right now. I look at her, I'm like, good, because I watched Alex Earl come up at like 300,000 followers on TikTok because people were like posting like, this girl's so good at Miami, look at her hustle. So I start following at 300,000. I watched her go to what, 7 mil. So yeah, like I watched that formula. So and then with TV, good luck. You know, good luck getting on a show. If you can get on a show, doesn't matter what the money is. Yeah, now there's way less money in TV. So if you want to be on a TV show and you get an opportunity, you go on the show, whether it's F-Boy Island, Love Island, you know, Love is Blind, The Challenge, whatever show you can get on. Because the show that I recently just did, I was talking to people that weren't, you know, that the level of casting that goes out and how many times and people get casted for a show and then the day before they get called and they don't want them. And so if you want to be on a show, you take any show you can get. And that's pretty much where I'm at. I'll do almost any show as long, you know, I got to get paid. But
right. And but don't you think now it is important that if you're going to go on a show, have something that you can ride on the coattails of that after, whether it's you're going to write a book or you're going to have a product to sell or something so that your career doesn't end there. Don't you think it's important now?
I would never expect you go on a show and you're going to have a career, whether it's you got the best lip gloss that you're going to hustle after. So that mindset is, to me, I wouldn't even get put that pressure. I would just go and be my most authentic self on a show, try to do really well on it. And if opportunities come from it, but to like plan like, oh, I'm going to go on the show and then I'm going to be able to do this and sell, like, good luck. You know,
okay,
the way these algorithms work now is if they think you have a product you're selling, they are, I know shadow banning, it's a weird word, they are muting your content unless you do paid ads. It knows if it's ad and they want you to boost that post. So this world of where you can like hustle, like I know because I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars as a small business when this, before these apps made you, if it had a swipe up link, it wasn't a thing. All of a sudden, second you put a swipe up link in your story, these algorithms know you're now selling something, you're taking them away. You're not getting any of your viewership. So I watched my crazy successful business from social media, like you can be a small business on social media, to now I'm having to pay $50,000 a month in ads to make that $50,000 back.
Yeah.
So,
You said that you do not watch much reality TV. What do you watch? What are your favorite shows?
Like right now I'm watching Jake Gyllenhaal taking off his shirt a lot and swimming in Presumed Innocence.
I love that. I'm fully caught up. My favorite show.
So yeah, I'm watching that. Before that, I mean, I watch, shout out Jeremy Renner for surviving his tractor death. I watch Mayor Kingston. You know, I watch all the, like, I watch Yellowstone. I watch anything that's got clout, like big dog.
Substance.
No, okay. No, like super famous people.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, yeah. So do you like true crime? You're watching Presumed Innocent. Do you like that kind of thing?
I mean, I love Jake Gyllenhaal. I knew Jake Gyllenhaal before he was famous. So, you know, he actually, I tell the story all the time. When I met Jake Gyllenhaal back in high school on Martha's Vineyard, he was a singer. He was going to be like, he had a guitar and this was like the next big singer. All of us like young teens were like watching him by the fire. And I was like, oh, this guy's going to be a rock star. And then so now I'm like, We knew each other.
Right.
But yeah, no, I love that show. It's good. But I watch reality shows too. I mean, I watch Beverly Hills Housewives. Everything kind of fell off. Everyone's a little, I don't know. Everyone's more thirsty than Spencer Pratt now, and it's a
Right.
little insane.
Right. Daunting.
Yeah.
Do you ever follow like reality? I mean, real true crime. Like, are you watching the Alec Baldwin case?
I'm currently following the YSL RICO case, the Young Thug case. I've watched almost every day of the 100 court days on TikTok. So I'm very caught up in that right now.
Are you
Looking.
caught up on the Karen Reed trial? I mean, I know you're on the other coast. Are you even following that?
She no.
Okay.
I've seen the well, no.
The woman
She
that ran over a
got
vehicle.
off though, right?
It was a hung trial, hung jury.
Oh, is Karen Reed the one that ran those?
She's the one that ran. No, I know what you're going to say. The woman who ran over the two kids. It's the woman
Oh.
in Boston who was accused of killing her boyfriend by rolling over him in the car. And but her side claims it was a cover up with the police department. So she just it was a very big case. You should
In
watch.
that, I don't know this case, and this is something that I tell Heidi all the time because it's a weird thing. I tell my kids this. Never walk in front or behind a car close enough where it can run you over because you get distracted. And so I'm just saying, reasonable doubt here. This is a thing. If you ask Heidi, like, what does Spencer say? Like, if you get out of a car, I'd be like, oh, make sure you like hit the hood, walk, because it's just like you just start to
Good
go. It's a
advice.
weird habit. So I'm already that case. If I was a defense attorney, there is a gray area of where accidents happen and you could run over
Okay.
your maybe cheating boyfriend.
Right, exactly. Are you following the Puffy thing? You know what I think is interesting is I've seen Heidi's name come up recently
With the
regarding
Dr.
the
Frank
doctor.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Here, this to me, that was one of the best, obviously the worst things I've ever heard in my life. Best thing that ever happened to my brain. Because when that happened, I was convinced, Heidi and I, that Dr. Frank Ryan was murdered. And maybe we were connected because Heidi's lawyer was also, in my mind, murdered the week before. So her lawyer is murdered, her plastic surgeon is murdered. And we're like, we're out of Malibu. We fly to Costa Rica to like get out, like someone coming for us next. So I always thought I was maybe insane thinking there was a conspiracy because I knew Dr. Frank Ryan would never text and drive. That was the initial thing they said why he drove off that cliff. And then I know his personality so well. We spent so much time with him, obviously. He would never do that. And then the evidence came out with the phone records that he wasn't texting and driving. The guy was so switched on. And that was not a new road. That's where his Boney Pony Ranch was.
Yeah.
There's no way he just
And his
dropped
dog was
off.
in the car, his beloved dog.
Yeah, there's no way. Once I saw this case that, he made Diddy in the court documents, again, it's not alleged. In these court documents, it says that Diddy made Dr. Frank Ryan take the implants out immediately after she came to, which was so dangerous, risked her life. And I'm sure there's more to that where he then threatened, this is now my true crime alleged conspiracy. Again, no facts here. I don't know. It's imagination. He threatened Dr. Frank Ryan. Dr. Frank Ryan like did whatever happened, and then he was gonna go to the police or whatever. And now one of these goons, whatever, hitman, bad guys, ran him off the road. Maybe to scare him. Maybe they weren't trying to kill him. They thought he just hit the rocks, maybe, and they didn't realize, because the dog didn't die. So it makes you think maybe he just hit his head. Because it was an open top Jeep and it wasn't enough to kill somebody, but to scare them. So maybe it wasn't a full, but then you also hear in the court documents that the Kid Cudi said that he blew up a car in front of that driveway. So he's got a guy that can blow up cars. That sounds like Ray Donovan times two, that's Sopranos level. So
Yeah, I don't think we're done hearing the end of the P. Diddy stuff until someone finally puts him in jail.
but
I think.
yes, that made me think like, okay. I'm not insane.
Right. Okay, so I know we're running out of time. I want to get into your current projects. I know that, well, you have Heidi has a big song out that you're promoting all over your Instagram, which is a pretty good song, by the way.
Oh, it's a smash hit. Thank you. The guy that made it, Lil Aaron and Atlantic Grandma, these guys are like beyond big time. Like you Google them, hits, 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 hits. These aren't like Joe Schmo didn't make. This is a smash record. If this was, you know, the old days and we had a label pushing this with $90 million of marketing, we'd have the number one song of the summer. But it's a new game. So the reason why we're doing music is a great story. So Heidi and I'm talking fast, everyone, because what we're doing next and my little notifications coming up is we have a pitch with Peacock to sell the Heidi and Spencer show. So God willing, this is the podcast that was before we sold our reality show, and it'll be part of history.
Right.
But so Heidi's music, we did it in back in the day. We spent like $3 million of our own reality TV money. We lost the focus of being reality stars, which we always regretted because we were going into the studio. We're hiring the most famous writers, mixers, engineers, masters, producers to make the best pop album ever. And then when we dropped it, it was the same week Heidi's People magazine plastic surgery cover came out, completely washed out the album, you know, murked out anybody talking about the music. So we sabotaged ourselves, and it was a very hard, you know, thing that we regretted for the last almost, it's gonna be 15 years, January 10th this year. And then the last year, Heidi's album became a pop cult classic. She's averaging between 1 million and 1.2 million monthly listeners on Spotify a month, which is bigger than the like up and coming hot pop stars that are young, you know, out here grinding. And you know, in China, her song "I'll Do It" did 4 billion streams. On TikTok, 3 billion streams. With TikTok creates got up to 670,000 creates, where 670,000 people made a TikTok with Heidi's song. So we're like, oh my God, once I was producer on a podcast. I thought we have a few minutes, right? All right, let me pause the pod. Text me. Oh wow, it's 2 minutes. Whoa.
I know, 2 minutes.
So then we're like, we need to make a new album. So now we're back. We got 18 new songs. The new one, Wet Hot Summer. We can do a part two to this. It's so unfortunate this podcast got rushed. I usually like to podcast for like 4 hours.
No, that's fine.
I'm
So
like a
just tell,
junior.
we'll do it again. Just tell people where they can find the song, find you, get in touch with
Spotify,
you.
Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon Music. Who else has music?
Everywhere.
Pandora. What's the thing you know, anything you can
Yeah.
play music on?
Okay,
Thank
and where can people
you
find
so much.
your son's YouTube when that comes out?
Oh, that we'll talk about
Good.
on part two. We'll talk about on part two.
Okay.
So it's
All right.
great to meet you for the first time. I'll find out who that imposter was.
Okay.
She was very nice though, so it was not like
Okay,
it's been a negative
good. And
experience.
lastly, I just want to say I think you should have another career because you have like 15 careers in managing people, because I think people would hire you. You know everyone, you're good to get them on all sorts of things or figure out their brand. I know you don't want to do it, but I think you should.
I know.
And
I'm
I would be the
so
first one to hire you,
I
Spencer.
gotta make myself famous first, which is a
I know, I know.
full-time job.
Good luck to you. I can't wait to hear what happens.
If you're ever in LA, specifically the Palisades, let's do Angelini. We can have the green pasta. It's
I would
delicious.
love that. Thank you.
All
Say
right.
hi to
Thank you.
Heidi.
Can I just hit leave? Am I good?
Yeah,
All
leave.
right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate
Bye.
it.
Mwah.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.